Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the September 23rd Select Board meeting, and would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Gee, what happened? There's nobody in there.
That's not true.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, really? That's not a nice thing to say.
We have a very significant person sitting on
there. All right, we got two sets of minutes. We got the September 9th. And then we have our first budget hearing on the 13th one.
Make a motion to accept the September 9th minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Is that the one I changed, Linda?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, the only thing I added was that.
157 to, and not to be in disarray.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one, 157.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a dramatic error.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
No.
Just wanted to prove I did read it.
Yeah, he started at the back.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. And we have the budget of the 13th.
Did you have an amendment you wanted to make to that, Brian?
Well, the only question I had was the town building expenses on the first page there. We never took a vote on it, but I was informed that that's because it was included later on in the town office expenses.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
which it was voted on.
So the total for those two accounts is $84,545.
Correct.
Okay.
So I guess it really doesn't need a correction. It's there. Anybody have a motion?
Move to accept the minutes of September 13th as presented.
Second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good. Thank you. Dave Dupree. He's not in because he had a personal issue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next meeting. He wants to come to the next
All right.
meeting.
Donna, voting machine. So what do you got for us?
Okay. I think I gave Andrea there's a contract for just like a pre-purchase a voting machine through LHS.
Yeah.
The machines won't be ready for them to ship until December, but this way we can encumber the funds
right
we have now for the machine.
Yeah, we weren't going to use them in November anyway. So.
No, and they won't be ready until November. The contract says it's for $14,000, but $7,000 the state will pay, and LHS will take care of billing the state for us. We just need to pay them $7,000.
Oh, nice.
Yep, and then we're good, and we'll get two machines.
So do we need a motion then to
please
encumber those funds?
Yeah.
What is the exact amount?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, we're going to get two machines?
We're going to get two machines. The state's going to pay for one, and we'll pay for the other.
That way we'll have a backup.
Yeah.
And that will be a backup.
We'll right
just have one at each at the polling place.
Correct.
So.
Okay. Right. Well, even now we have two.
Yeah.
We bring them both. So one goes down.
We bring
down,
it, but we don't use it. It's just
well, one time we had to use it.
We
yeah
did.
That
yes
we had to get
it
another one from the state
yeah
to bring
yes
another
yeah
one.
Yeah, yeah.
That hot day.
Through it, LHS
yeah
yeah
ran another one out to us within 20 minutes. So.
Right.
What
that was pretty good.
Is really the electronics is what we're talking
yeah
about.
Yeah,
it's in the machine that we have now.
Yeah, it's going to be more, you know, digital scan. It's almost like
they still fit in the same
yeah
boxes that come
no
in the other box.
No, it comes with all. It's all new.
Oh,
stuff
nice.
It comes with everything we need and training.
So what do we do with the other one, Donna? Just do
that,
they take
that
it?
That is a good question. I don't know yet.
Maybe the auction, the state auction.
Well, maybe, or maybe other towns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
for somebody that maybe hasn't gone that way
backup
yet.
Maybe
yeah
LHS will buy them back.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because we don't need to be hanging on to it if it
no
doesn't serve us any
purpose.
Do you need a motion, Brian?
Please.
I'll make a motion to purchase the two voting machines as presented.
And encumber the funds, yeah.
And encumber the funds, sorry.
I'll second that.
Okay. No other discussion? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, thank
you. How long will these things last, Donna?
No, that
well, we'll find out. I mean,
that
one's
35 years, roughly.
We, really? We got 30
I was on the board last time we bought it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We've said that for a long time.
The new ones, you never know. Nothing lasts anymore, though, do they?
Right.
So we'll see
no
if we can get 30
don't
years out of it. It'd be nice.
Yeah, especially air conditioners.
Yeah.
And I think should these actually, you know, can stand higher heat than.
Yeah, I'm sure they've made improvements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully.
And now, can I ask one more question? The pads are in your budget?
For, yeah, this coming year, yep.
Okay.
And again, we won't be using them till March, right?
Yeah.
Pole pads, assuming, yeah, assuming that all the budgets go through.
Right.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.
DOT resurfacing project, is that something that?
So the DOT will be shutting, it's actually not gonna happen till the spring. I thought it was gonna happen a little bit sooner. They will be doing a detour, which is gonna affect us in the spring. They're gonna shut it down for a week. And I attached the map.
Yeah.
To the email. But it looks like the detour is to get across that intersection, go around Manchester, go road and come back and take a left. Go back on the highway, go down to the exit. So if you need to get off exit two, that's the detour. Instead of taking.
So you get off exit two instead of three?
No, you have to go to exit three.
Yeah.
You go past, cause you can't get off. Like, let's say I'm driving to work.
Oh, so you have to go to our exit.
Our exit, but there's.
And turn around.
That's, doesn't that make sense? But no, there must be a reason. That's gonna be the rotary, there's gonna be a reason behind it.
So what are they resurfacing?
Yeah, what are they?
The 101?
The ramps.
Ramps.
Oh, the ramps.
They're closing down both ramps.
Okay.
Down on exit two.
Alright, that makes sense.
Oh, so they're.
But the detour is gonna be affecting, it's gonna be a nightmare probably in the morning.
Oh, just head east, don't head west.
Yeah, that's true.
Just stay away from one of them.
They all head west, don't they?
Just go to Raymond.
Exactly, go to Raymond.
A number of them.
Don't go to Manchester.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is just letting us know, right?
They've done the ramps first, and then they've done the highway.
Yeah.
So is that what?
I don't, yeah, she just said that they were doing, it's just resurfacing.
Well, that is a congested area, so it's not gonna bother us as much as.
So it's the west, exit two westbound on ramp will be closed.
Yeah, that is gonna be closed as well. And then the one, if you are like heading heading east, heading towards the coast, that one's gonna shut down.
Right.
So stay away from exit.
Our exit is the detour for it, not to get back.
Yeah, it's just gonna affect them down at Dunkin' Donuts and miles.
There shouldn't be a ton of people coming off the exit to do that one. I'm gonna go a U-turn.
Yeah.
I told her that. I said, a lot of people are just gonna do U-turns off of that.
Right.
And not go all the way around.
Alright.
They'll put a cop.
Yeah, this will be in the spring. The closer we get to it, I'll let you know, but.
Alright.
Yeah, they haven't even awarded the contract yet, but she called me about it. I thought it was sooner than later.
Perfect.
Those are all state roads you're using anyhow, so you don't have much to say about it.
No.
Exactly.
It's more or less just letting us know.
But in Manchester, I think, isn't Old Manchester Road part of it is residential though, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did talk to Jeff about it.
Okay.
Alright.
I put budget review on because the budget committee's gonna meet before we meet again, so. But they're gonna be meeting on the 9th.
Well, we only had, what, insurance questions or weren't we pretty well set?
I didn't think it was up 5%. I thought it was 2-something%.
No, it was 5.
Was it 5? Some increases, yep.
CPI was doing that.
Did Donna wanna come in and talk with us about the stipend?
She is not back in the country until.
Oh, she's still not, okay.
Is she on a mission trip?
No, just visiting her niece lives in London, so.
Mission.
No.
Our welfare director's in Europe.
Spending the welfare. The 10 grand we give her every year, the board.
We should dispatch, she'll take her.
Can't go far for that.
We should dispatch, she'll take her application for food stamps.
I was gonna say, don't start that.
Keep that out of the minutes, please.
Call me.
I hope nobody's watching.
Nope.
Not yet, but they will.
So, anybody have anything they wanted to review on the budget or what?
Yeah, we're still waiting for insurance numbers. I'm gonna be talking with Block 5 tomorrow, about their number.
So, I mean, these are just things that we didn't put off, not put off.
It can go to the budget committee, it's gonna come back if there are cuts.
We tabled the $7,500 stipend.
Yes.
Right, that's why.
Yep. What's that? I thought you told me to put that in there.
Well.
We do not want that in there.
No.
No, we did table it.
She was gonna come talk with us.
Right.
Okay, so put the old number back in. What was that one?
Yeah, I would, could you put the increase in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, no, because we questioned that. We wanted that documentation that we asked for a year or two ago.
So we have to amend that page.
Just let the budget committee know so that that.
Oh, well, they'll have updated budgets.
They think that this next meeting, the selectman's going to be talking with them.
Oh, really? That's him?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said the next meeting is to review this.
Okay.
What is that one? When is it?
Wednesday, the October.
Ninth, that's the ninth.
Ninth, isn't it?
Ninth, okay.
They think it's, I believe they think it's to review this.
Were there any other areas anybody had any major concerns with? I thought we were pretty pleased with everything that was.
The other thing, it's not anything major, but the town reports.
Yes.
That's something we don't know either, really.
Does everything for the Boy Scouts closed.
Yeah.
So, I imagine.
Was that New England duplicator?
Okay.
Yeah, I use a guy from Mass. He's pretty consistent.
All right.
I know, Dick Snow said something to me today. I said I don't use him.
Okay.
When I go up for quotes, no one can beat the guy I use in Mass, so.
So you have somebody else?
No.
The same person.
No, Andrea said no.
Different topic.
Well, we split it anyway, don't we, with the school?
Yep.
I think we split it with the school.
Not 50-50, but it's like, yeah.
Well, they pay 75, we pay 25, good.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going by the budget, Mom.
Dream on, Sue.
So do we have to do any work on this budget tonight, Mom?
Not unless somebody wants to.
Yeah, you'll hear from them and they'll.
Right.
They'll know what we have to do.
Yeah.
Because that was the only item that we wanted to table was her stipend.
So I think we should adjust that line and reflect what was approved in 2024, which is $5,887.
It's $5,887, yeah. Yep.
Oh, so that'll bring it down to three something, 3 million something?
Yeah. Let's see.
I never thought it'd be over three.
I never thought it'd be one.
It's 4,199.
Don't say that. The budget committee's gonna turn around and say it.
199.
It's gonna crest at some point.
Can't we get rid of the 199 somewhere?
You think?
$199.
And then the increase is gonna be what, $40,000? If you get rid of 199, it's gonna be, last year's budget was $396.
I'm saying it's gonna be four even.
Four even. Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, but what?
You know how you sell a car for $399 instead of $400? That's.
So what's the correct?
That's $200,000.
Minimal.
Andrea, what's the correct total operating budget number?
It's 4,199,990.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Flip those nines.
That's right.
All right, one more time.
Four.
If we get rid of 200.
199.
It'll sound better.
990.
990?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. That is a lot of, that's a lot of nines.
Well, why don't you just call it 4.2?
That's the Herman Cain plan, I know that.
Well, maybe it'll be less than.
I'm telling you, I'd do the three something.
It won't
work.
You can take the 199 off me.
You have to take $200,000 off.
Yeah, 199.
You want to take 200 off the park?
Yeah.
Well, let's not go with this tonight. Let's see what they're gonna want. I mean, we're gonna have to do some cutting more than likely.
It's just shy of 4,993.967.
Oh, that's right. I'm over a decimal.
No.
Thinking 99 cents instead of 99.
Instead of 200,000?
I wanted to call in sick tonight, but Dean wouldn't let me.
All right, so we're good except for the stipend line and.
Well, I just, for fun, I gotta give you the number. If we did 199,999, we'd be an increase of $32,327. So no one's budget would increase.
Yeah, no, it's.
So what's the percentage increase?
I don't even cover, yeah.
What's the percentage increase? 4 points something?
Four points something with that. It's like less than 1%.
1.75.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is without the COLA.
Right, insurance.
Well, insurance usually, it's been all right. But this is without the COLA, that's gonna make a difference.
Unless we don't give it.
I don't know.
And we got employees. We gotta take care of the employees.
Without the employees, we don't have a town.
That's right.
We have a town, we just can't function.
So Andrew, what's our payroll here? 300,000? Is that the amount?
At payroll, no.
No, it's gotta be more than that.
Yeah, a lot more than that. I wanna say it's probably over a million with the ambulance at this point. Yeah, definitely.
Just the police department.
The chief and her.
So that COLA's gonna cost you 75,000.
That's what the police department is gonna go with.
I mean, just the police department.
Our reserve fund balance is in good shape. So the taxes won't force everybody out of town.
And then the revale will come in, the tax rate, it should go down. I mean, it will go down. I mean, I don't know how.
The rate goes down, it's like.
Well, it's like, the rate goes up, the rate goes down.
Like smoking mirrors.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we've gotta have the revale, it's mandatory, we have to have the revale, so it's, you know.
So that takes away the pain.
It is smoking mirrors, Pat, okay. Of course, you're saying.
What government thing is it?
Yeah, it's about the same.
One more.
All right, what else you got? You got.
All right, what do we got?
Policy review?
Yep, we have the investment policy.
Yeah, this is another section that we haven't done.
They spoke about that today.
Yeah, okay.
At the budget, I love that.
Budget and.
Seminar, I love that.
Oh, yeah?
I love it.
Did anyone come from the budget committee? Was it just you?
Yeah, I think it was just me, but it was packed, and then there were people on Zoom. It was.
Yeah.
It's just, I just love it. I learn several things new every year. It's unbelievable. I love it.
So these are just reaffirming the investment policy, your internal control master policy to investment records.
And we have a credit card policy, right?
Yes, yes, we do.
So did you change anything from?
There's some was changed in this. Nope, auditors looked at it.
It was done in 22.
Yeah, you're just gonna reaffirm. There wasn't anything that was in there that.
It's 24, September, yeah, okay, March 14th.
Don't we have older things than this?
We did some number last year.
Yeah, we did.
That was one of the auditing findings, so that's why I was bringing a bunch back to you to reaffirm, because.
You need a motion, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to reaffirm.
I move we reaffirm the investment policy dated, policy number 2011-004, dated, effective date May 3rd, 2022.
I'll second. Oops.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, and then we got.
Just the contact with town council, just slightly, just the layout more than anything. Just kind of condensed.
What about this investment records and internal control?
Oh, that is the, oh, yeah, that is with investment. Yeah, it's a sub-policy of the investment policy.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought.
So we should have included the policy number on that too then.
Yeah, to reaffirm that.
Just do it again.
Just want to, okay.
Just do that one.
Which one now?
Investment.
We're going back on it?
No, don't go back, just make another.
Just add that to the motion.
Yeah. It's.
So the town.
2011-001-4.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, we're not doing the lawyer yet.
No.
Nope.
All right, I move we reaffirm that, that policy number 2011-001-4, dated, effective date October 24th, 2011.
Second.
I thought.
That's.
Is that what you wanted?
It was today's date.
Right, but the effective.
Effective date, okay.
It says effective date.
Okay, it was.
2011.
Yep, that's fine.
Review date, you want it?
You want it to be.
Motion to include review date, or what?
You can say and review date, yes.
And review date.
Effective today, yes.
September 23rd.
Yes, well, I'll wonder what that.
We got the second on it?
Yeah, we have a second.
All in favor?
3 seconds. Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Sue wants to go home.
Now we got the town council one.
Yeah, this one just set up a little different.
Yeah, we've.
Just a layout.
But we have to make sure, so what do you have, if I want to call town council, I call you or Brian, correct?
Yeah.
One of you two.
Yeah.
Get permission. I'm not going to get on the phone.
That's fine, yes.
And call. Okay, good.
Unless at a previous meeting or something, the board has.
Well, it's given, right.
Given you permission to go ahead and do it.
And so we're not keeping track of it anymore? I don't know.
We don't keep a log because we get a breakdown from the law firm. We can break that down.
Yeah, I saw that, the way they do it.
Yeah, and then if you want, we can do, we can, we usually, stuff comes through via email. If you want further information, we can.
Well, you know, didn't we once adopt a policy where all the questions have to be in writing and the answers have to be in writing?
I was looking between the new and the old.
We had that discussion.
We discussed it, but it wasn't enforced.
But it's not limited to via phone, in-person, letter, email, text message, fax, et cetera.
Well, you know, it's a lot easier, you know, the answer you get depends on the question you ask.
I brought that up at the planning board once because Rudy was citing something that the attorney had told him. And we had an issue on the planning board where there was too many phone calls. And my comment to him at that night was, do you have that in writing? And you know, and he did not.
Okay.
And so that goes to what you're saying.
That's right.
If you're going to have that conversation, you should have the response in an email form or at least transposed into paper.
Because, you know, you can call a lawyer.
Then you got interpretation.
Exactly.
It's your interpretation. You're going to communicate your interpretation of what he said to the meeting.
And that's basically what was going on.
And that's wrong.
Right.
The meeting should be provided with your question in writing and his response in writing.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some responses that are more involved, but if an attorney calls me from NHMA and says, I'm not NHMA, but Upton and Hatfield, sometimes I will get a call, and it's pretty much a yes or no answer, I can, you know, like, when we go into non-public, I will explain that to you, because that was a phone call saying, nope, you can't do that.
Right.
So.
Well,
I mean, I think it depends on.
Well,
I mean, but you're the board; it's your decision.
I think we need accountability, so everybody.
It doesn't hurt to have it in the email.
So I'm not calling up about my legal complaints.
Well, you got NHMA for a resource.
Oh, we use NHMA.
I love them.
Yeah,
I mean, anybody can call them.
And their legal service, like they respond.
But you know what they'll do 9 times out of 10?
Tell you that.
Give you an answer, but then they'll refer you to your.
Well, because they don't want to be held liable.
But they don't want the responsibility
for big decisions like.
Well, even some that were pretty simple, that's what I got.
But they don't want it on their liability.
If you're going to contact town council, our council.
Oh, I usually.
It should be in writing, and they should insist on a response in writing.
Just so he can briefly put down in an email form the question and his answer. And then you have it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, most of us do email. It's not very rare.
And that creates a paper trail for the billing purposes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, I was.
Can you incorporate that in this policy?
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's kind of hard to demand that other members, like members of the ZBA, who have to get a legal opinion, that they put that in writing, too. Because that's what we end up with, is just somebody's opinion of what the lawyer said.
Right.
Not what the lawyer actually said, but what they thought they heard him say.
Right.
And that's not good.
No.
We want to see it in writing.
Okay.
So let's amend this and get that stipulation. It has to. The questions have to be.
You can do that and bring it to the next meeting. Which is what I did.
Yep.
Thank you.
I agree. That's not a bad idea.
Interpretations of wishy matter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So we'll hold off on that.
Yeah. We're just going to really, in the definitions part, just basically. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you do get follow-up calls, though, with legal, so.
Right.
I mean, you don't
sometimes
really
you don't want it in the email form, do you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you make a phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe.
But he wants it in email form.
But definitely not fax. I mean, that's just.
So, you mean
you want fax.
Right?
Yeah.
You want fax and documents.
It's so hard to figure out.
Was that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fax on paper.
Just a layman's response with their answer would be just fine.
So we can just, or maybe put something.
Synopsis. It doesn't have to be a whole narrative.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing that you get with emails. People read things into emails.
Well, you don't hear the intonation.
Well just say always.
You can't put a motion into it anyways.
Yeah.
You just read it for what it is.
Just at all, you know, most try to use email is the method preferred.
I can't believe we're already talking about the delivery session.
We're not yet, hold on.
I'll bring it back next meeting.
I'll put it off a while, Brian.
Oh my God.
He's moved on.
That's less snow, cold.
So.
Then we're doing the next one?
Yeah, let's just do, I'll bring that back in next meeting.
That's right. They said this is very important.
Which one?
This policy, right here, it's very important, the investment policy.
Yes.
I don't have my notes on all my, maybe I still have it here.
Are we using it on or? Are we in deliberative session?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we can talk about the deliberative session.
I was moving.
Delayed that as long as it's been.
I'm just looking to see if Clark, because Clark told me he was away the week of, the first week in February. Well, we only have the first week in February to do. This is our timeframe. Is February 1st through February 8th. So we can have the first meeting of the first session on February 1st. That's the first day you can have it. And the
Clark's
last day
away.
You can have it. What's that?
Clark is away, you said?
That week. So I was confirming with him. He didn't reply. So, but.
So who's
which one is he here?
Tell me.
The 8th or the 1st?
He said the first full week in February.
Oh, then that's the second.
That's the second.
Well, he might leave Saturday, though.
Well, hopefully he's there for the first.
Right.
Yeah, so.
If he's there for the first,
I know, but he might leave.
The first.
Yeah, let's do it the first with a snow date.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have.
It's very narrow. Yeah, but I was looking at the paperwork today, and it's the first is February 1st, and the last day is.
Certain days.
February 8th.
Right, yeah, so we.
What do you want for a snow date, the 4th, Tuesday or Monday?
That sounds as if.
What do you want for a snow date?
Yeah.
The Monday or the Tuesday?
I was going to say, he'd probably like the Friday.
I don't care. You make it whatever you want.
No, we do it at night. We do it at night for the snow date.
Clark won't be there, so.
Make it Tuesday.
But he does have an assistant, so.
He does have a.
Yeah, he has a deputy, whatever they call him.
Yeah, Helmick, Stephanie's husband, I think, will probably do it.
Or
Jen Maurice.
Jen Maurice.
Right. She did actually.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So, okay.
So 6
what
to
time?
8 for the, six. I mean, 6 o'clock for the deliberative on Tuesday the 4th.
So that's the snow, okay.
And then 9 for Saturday the 1st.
Yeah, we usually do 9.
And that's
nine.
At the school?
Yep, at Moss School.
Yep.
So is that agreed upon? Tuesday the 4th?
Yep.
Snow
date. Just got to make sure that Tuesday is open at the school.
Yeah, because I believe that the school board does this on a Thursday, correct?
Yeah, they don't meet on a Tuesday.
Why can't they just do
it? No, 6.
Six on what day?
Why can't
Tuesday
they do
the
this?
6
no.
On the same.
No, just, they don't want that.
PM?
Why?
I don't know.
They could. They can.
Why won't they?
We've asked Stephanie.
Why? Because it would.
We've asked. I thought we asked them last year.
She wasn't the chair last year.
I feel like
year.
I ask every year.
Would raise questions.
Yeah, we could ask.
We can ask her. She's pretty flexible.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll ask her.
And what's the backup date? The 8th?
4th.
The 4th.
Is the snow date. First. Is
okay.
That's the date, the 1st. 4th is the snow date.
At 9 a.m.
On the 1st, not
first.
On the
right.
Tuesdays.
Well,
at 6.
Tuesday, 9 a.m.
6, I think.
It works for us, right?
You have 6 a.m.
6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That's a P.
Yeah, that's
just got a short tail.
The M is too close.
Did you
to
go
the
to more school?
It's got a short tail on it, Sue.
Okay.
Is everybody good with
do
that?
Do we have to go backwards? Oh, no, the budget committee goes backwards and does the public hearing and all that, right?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Good.
So that's that, I guess.
Now you got her letter.
Yes.
Well, wait, are we doing investment policy? Did we already
do that?
We did that.
Yeah, we did the investment.
We did both of them.
I'm sorry.
Where
I,
you been,
I have a little NyQuil in me, okay? I'm sorry.
That shouldn't hurt you.
More than a little NyQuil.
Go ahead.
All right. Performance enhancements.
Oh, you want me to
read it? Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
It's a sad day in Montreal.
Yeah.
So, please consider this my letter of resignation effective October 31st. 2024. As you know, I have been contemplating retiring for several months and have decided now is the time. I've enjoyed my time working with many employees and residents of Candia over the past 31 years and look forward to the next chapter in my life. Respectfully submitted, Karen Marchand.
Want a motion?
Yep.
Yeah.
I move we accept Karen's letter of resignation with deep regret.
Yes. Second. Very second. Deep regret.
Yep. I think we all agree with that. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Pat. Okay.
Will she stay on to train somebody, or
if they come in
before October 31st?
Is there an opportunity for her to stay on to train somebody after that?
I have to talk to her, yeah. I'll see what she wants to do.
Because that's a lot of
stuff. Yeah.
Glad she's here with you.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. She didn't say it was going to happen.
No,
just
went
it worked.
So was there any other business that anybody had?
Yes.
All right. Have at it.
Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't had
what are you planning?
I'm having a party. I give full size candies.
Oh.
Yeah, how about cookies?
Everyone go to Sue's house.
Oven's not fixed yet, is it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
The 31st, we have it on Halloween, right, Brian?
We do.
Usually
and
we
she,
do.
She got a response back from Chad.
Oh.
I did reach out to Chad because he's the new chief.
Yeah.
And he said that works for him if it's on Halloween night.
Oh, good.
Did he give hours or did he not?
It's on
I just
Thursday.
Told him usually we have 5 to 8 and it was good with it.
That's a mess.
What's your time frame, Sue?
The 30.
5 days.
What do we
again?
Do? At 5 to 8? Make
that.
Yeah, it's usually 5 to 8.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that what we do? I think it is.
Yeah, that's typically.
I looked
what
it up for last year.
Oh yeah.
Today I looked it up.
And you'll tell the fire department.
Call what?
I said you'll tell the fire department.
Sure. What? Oh, because of what?
They have the truck and everything down there at Pine Ridge. I think we should have an ambulance up here, 55 plus, and the truck down there.
For Halloween?
It's not a bad idea.
What do you think? Because
that's
probably the ambulance
yeah.
up here, the 55 plus.
Yeah.
Again with the NyQuil.
I'm sorry.
It's gonna get us in some trouble.
She's the one out of control. It's me.
All right.
Can we just move to go into the non-public?
Well, if we're all done.
And then, I have one more thing.
Is
that okay, what we're going to do the 31st?
Right. Yeah.
And then the garden club would like she'd like a letter.
All agreeing to what we agreed to?
Yeah. I mean, and I think we decided block so it could be moved if it had to be.
Because
I didn't see it staked out yet, but, I don't know. Is it?
Lorraine was all excited.
Yeah. I know she said that. She texted me.
Well, it's all in the minutes and the board approved it.
No, but they'd like a letter. So
that's fine.
Okay.
You'll have to look back and see what we even said. But I think that
maybe not.
I think the it was 10 by something. I can't remember what it was. But.
Yep.
Look, I have two pairs of glasses.
12 or whatever.
Okay, that's that.
What are you doing, two pairs of glasses?
Anybody on Zoom?
One's for distance and one's
for...
Eyes behind their head.
I'd like to make a motion to go into non-public per RSA 91-A:3.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What's your citation again, Pat?
I'm just going off what I see here.
Eligible.
Yeah.
Be compensation.
On the minute, on the... Here.
It's compensation.
There.
It might be B.
Oh, this is from
A or B.
All
right. A3,
I don't know.
Hold on. Yeah, you're all set, Linda.
Thank you.
91-A:3-2A and C.
And somebody, and Russ seconded it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
Thank you, Linda.
Recording stopped.